You wanted to hear something about trespassing? Oh, I got a story. It's an old story. Old man, old story. It's, I guess, when was it? Like late 80s in Munich. We were driving through town, and I see this huge, like, kind of bombed out building, Palladian style, huge, like, rotunda domed building that was all blocked up with bricks and, you know, kind of grown in. Obviously, something important that hadn't been fixed since the war. Heldenmuseum, oder wie man es auch nennt.
Achtung, Achtung! Fernsehsender Paul Nipko!
I thought that would be really cool to, you know, get into there. And so we parked the car, and I walked around the thing, and I actually saw a hole in the wall, like about, I don't know, maybe 5 meters above the ground. And next to it, there was like a little spindly tree growing. So I climbed up on that trunk and kind of wiggled into the hole. The ceiling had come down from one end. It was still stuck up on the ceiling, and it just sort of like curved down all the way down to the floor, like a ski slope, a reverse kind of just incredible space to then walk underneath it all the way under. The largest thing that I had seen, like Empire State Building lying on its tummy, kind of. And by the feeling, it's like moving. I don't know, the perception kind of changes. It's like, you know, when you're standing in a car and the other one moves and you think you're moving backwards or something. It's like this mass is like just all of a sudden not steady. In the corners of the dome, there were these huge, like, angel-like warrior figures that were, like, hanging just on their wires with their head down over the edges, just this intense, empty, and half-dark. Wow. It's hard to actually explain what comes across you. What is it like when civilization has just left, not too long ago, but long enough that it doesn't exist anymore? That kind of a feeling, you know.
Achtung, Achtung! Fernsehsender Paul Nipko!
By the time I got out, my friend who was down there thinking, shit, I'd like to go in there, and then waiting and waiting, and then, you know, you nuts, where were you all this time? I'm sure there were other people in there before me, because that's why the hole was up there, but it's kind of always for you. If you trespass, that's kind of belongs to you, even if someone did it before or after. I wonder, I should go take a look at it, what it looks like now.
Almighty God, our sons, our religion, and our civilization.